Well, children are being caught up in obviously the unrest that is happening in Cairo at this moment. So you will find children in demonstration. You will find children sometimes on the barricades in the neighbourhood watch, and you will find children being arrested. And so these are the sorts of things that concern us greatly at Save the Children. Obviously, we've only just got the internet back, so but we're still very much in sort of virtual office mode. We're working from home. We're touching base with all the community structures that we normally work with our local partners, with government offices that are still functioning, because not all of them are, at least with contacts within government, to try and get a really good sense of what the issues for children are, where the worst effects are being felt, and planning on what we should do about it. We're looking to work with others who do work in the sector of child protection and get going early next week with some interventions. Well, right now there's still a heavy presence of protesters, both pro and anti-Mubarak, in the centre of Cairo, in Tahrir Square. I don't know what's happening in Alexandria and Suez and other cities at this moment, but they are also of great concern in terms of children's protection. The army is still very much present, and the police are also back on the street. So there is quite a lot of confrontation, and children are obviously at risk of being caught up in that, and obviously facing the dangers of both physical violence as well as the longer-term effects of psychosocial trauma from witnessing violence and being caught up in it.